So that video kind of gives us a view on sort of what people think Christmas is about. And we're doing a sermon series that's exploring what it is the world is telling us that Christmas is about. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about how the world told us it's time to celebrate. It's time to party. It's time to have a good time. And last week at the Cantata, we worshiped and we remembered really the whole history of our salvation that culminated in the birth of our Savior, Jesus. And today we're talking about the idea that the world tells us that Christmas is the time to give. That Christmas is the time that we are supposed to be extra generous. You know, it does feel good to be generous. There's a whole lot of studies that have been done that show that actually being generous and giving things away to other people actually affects us physically. It has been shown that it brings us pleasure, that when we give to someone else, when we are generous, it releases serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin, which are all things that are associated with pleasure in our lives. And so we have actually a physical reaction when we are generous and when we share what we have. You know, we spend a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of money on Christmas gifts. I know that at my house, Christmas gifts are, well, a source of stress in our life. Do we have what we need? Is it right? Is it wrapped? All of those things. My wife yesterday was all day wrapping presents. And of course, they're all beautiful, right? I had to wrap her present. Not so pretty. So what is the origin of gift giving around Christmas? And why is it the world is telling us this is the time for us to be generous? So our text comes from the Gospel of Matthew. It's the arrival of the Magi, the wise men. And so they have shown up in Bethlehem. They're searching for baby Jesus. They've been following the star. And they go to see King Herod. And King Herod, as you recall, tries to sort of trick them into coming back and telling him where baby Jesus is located. So when they heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. So the wise men show up to bring gifts to baby Jesus. Except if you read the whole story of the wise men, you will find that the wise men were tardy to the party. They were not there, actually, at the birth of Jesus, despite all the nativity scenes that we have and all the ones that you have at your house with the wise men in it. They actually weren't present at Jesus' birth. They came later. If you read the story closely, it was about 2 years old when they showed up. Jesus was about two when they showed up to bring these gifts. But there's great symbolism in the gifts that they bring. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold is a gift that is fit for a king. It's a king. That's why they brought gold. Frankincense is what is burned for a deity. It's what is offered in the temple as we praise God. And the myrrh is actually something that you use to anoint a body. So in this, you have really the sum total of what Jesus is here to do. Jesus is here to be the King of Kings. Jesus is here as God himself, and Jesus is going to give his life for us. The gifts of the Magi are a part of the reason that we give gifts. Now, this may or may not come as a shock to you, but Jesus was not necessarily born on December 25th. No gasps? Okay, good. He was born around that time. It's believed that he was born about this time of year, but there really is no detail as to the exact date. And you will remember that Christianity began as sort of this crazy sect of Jews who believed that Jesus was the Messiah, and it grew, and it moved outside of the Jewish community into the Greek community, and it began to grow. We've talked some a few weeks ago about the martyrs and how people who were believers in Jesus were martyred for their belief in Christ. And it really wasn't until Emperor Constantine became a Christian and then made Christianity sort of the national religion that Christianity really sort of became mainstream, mainline. And it was about then that December 25th, that range was given for the birth of Jesus. Well, it just so happened that that sort of coincided with a pagan ritual called Saturnalia. And it was the god Saturn that they were talking about. And they believed that he was in charge of their harvest. And so part of that tradition was that to sort of help appease him, they would give gifts to one another. So we slid right in there and appropriated this sort of cultural form here that was happening already in the world, and between the gifts of the Magi talking about bringing things to Christ and this pagan tradition that we sort of absorbed into Christianity, that's the reason that we give gifts at Christmas. That's why we celebrate the giving of gifts. We think about Christmas as being a time to give to others. You know, that there is something about Christmas that means we should be extra generous to others. Jackson Brown has a song called The Rebel Jesus, and it had sort of a rather cynical view on Christmas. And he writes this: "And once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations, and perhaps we give a little to the poor, if the generosity should seize us." You know, the world tells us that this is the time that we should be joyful. This is the time that we should be generous and give to others. The world tells us that this is the time for generosity. But I'm here to tell you that the truth is, as followers of Jesus Christ, every day is a day for generosity. Every day we should look for opportunities to be generous with our time, our talent, and our treasures. We should be generous all the time. Generosity is a mark of a mature follower of Jesus Christ. And generosity is not something that should just appear during the Christmas season. It's okay to be extra generous during the Christmas season, I suppose, but you, as a follower of Jesus Christ, should be generous all the time. That should be one of the marks of your faith, one of the marks of what you believe, that you are generous to others. It really should be who and what we are all the time. Generous is who we should be. So we look at the wise men, and we see that they have brought these gifts to the Christ child. I think that they were bringing gifts not really out of generosity. I believe that the wise men were bringing gifts because they knew the significance of what the Christ child meant. And the gifts that they were bringing were not out of generosity. They were out of gratitude. They were out of gratitude for what they knew the King of Kings was going to be able to do. They're bringing gifts because they're grateful. They knew the significance of the birth of Christ, that he was the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, which means God with us. While any time is a great time for us to be generous, the Christmas season included, the real message of Christmas is not giving. It's not about giving or being generous to others or even swapping Christmas gifts with your loved ones. The season of Christmas is about receiving. Not receiving gifts, not receiving stuff, but receiving the gift that is Jesus. The gift that is salvation. The real message of Christmas is receiving Christ into our hearts. Maybe sometimes for the first time, or maybe again, in a deeper level. Christmas, brothers and sisters, is a celebration of the most extraordinary gift of all time. You think about what the Christ child represents. The God of the universe loved you enough to give up his deity form, to climb into the womb of a virgin, to become one of us and to be born just like us. I mean, Jesus had to learn to walk and talk and eat. I mean, this is the God of the universe that loved you enough to become one of us. What an extraordinary gift this is. Not only that, did he become one of us, but he died on a cross that you might be forgiven, that the world might be saved. Extraordinary gift. God becoming one of us. I mean, in no other religion is there any belief like that. That God became a human, fully divine, fully human, in order to save the world. What love is this that we have experienced? This Christmas season, I'm asking you to receive this gift of Christ, this gift of salvation, as the Magi did, as the wise men did, with gratitude, with gratefulness for this most amazing gift that you have received. And when we come to Christ, when we receive this gift, out of gratitude, we should bring ourselves to Christ. We should bring our whole lives as a holy and living sacrifice to Jesus out of gratitude for the gift that we have been given. This gift of salvation, this gift of freedom from sin, this gift of eternal life. We should bring ourselves and our lives with gratitude for this most extraordinary gift. Generosity, it is the mark of a mature believer. It is for sure. And the world is telling us that this is the time of the year, this is the season that we should be generous. And as followers of Jesus, that should be us every day of the year. But it is with gratitude that we should come to the altar. We should come to the Lord's table. Gratitude for this most extraordinary gift of love that we are the beneficiaries of. Go forth from this place with gratitude in your heart for the most amazing gift of all time. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, at this time when we are worried about giving to others, Father, help us to receive. Help us to receive with a new heart the gift of love that came down at Christmas. The gift of God in human form. It just boggles our mind, Father, that you would love us that much. And we say yes to this gift of salvation. We ask that you would help us to receive in our hearts anew this gift. Father, write on our hearts gratitude for all that you have done. We might be saved. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.